This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday morning, the sun's shining. Get out on your back deck and fire up that grill. We are live from the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. I'm looking out the window. It's going to be bumping up against 80 degrees, bluebird sky. You better fire up that grill on your tailgate or in your backyard. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning,
That's right.
Bob.
Good morning, Jop, and welcome to the Grilling Guys. It's maybe not your back deck. Maybe you're out. Maybe you're already in the woods. Maybe you're sitting on a riverbank somewhere, or you're cruising out on Lake Michigan for some Steelies. You could be in a parking lot waiting to tailgate.
All of those things are...
Wherever you're at, it's grill time.
Yeah, all of those things are great Saturday activities in the fall. Man, this is my absolute favorite time of year. You got duck hunters, deer hunters, tailgaters, baseball, hockey, football. Speaking of football, run down the games real quick. Our Spartans got a bye this week. Michigan's playing Northwestern. Grand Valley's at Northern Michigan. Notre Dame's got Air Force at home. CMU's at North Carolina State. Down in Kalamazoo, Western's taking on Bowling Green. And, of course, our Tigers played 8:05 right on our sister station, LAV, tonight, that first game of the next series. And really looking forward to that.
You know, believe it or not, my wife took off for the weekend.
Again?
And I think I could farm out the little one and buzz down to Notre Dame. I would give my eye teeth to see Air Force play.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still blue.
Yep, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
That would be... Man, that's going to be a matchup. That's got to be just parking lot. Got to be just burgeoning with cars already. I bet the smoke is cruising over
that
dome.
Yeah, that's where
right
I was going. They're tailgating down there, brother. You know that.
Yeah. The Irish do like a little bit of that there. You
yeah.
Know?
Yep. Exactly.
Oops, that was my Uber accent. Sorry about that. So we can't get. We need to put one Adam 12. We have an APB on Tim Surprise. All units. We can't get Tim. So.
Well, let's talk about that pellet grill then.
Let's just go right into pellet grills. I have a new... I really want to get a Mac. I've been following this one grill manufacturer for a couple of years now, and I think it's called the Mac or the Big Mac. I'm going to buy one. I'm just gonna call the factory. As a matter of fact, I already called them and asked them if I can get a deal. You do a little promo on the radio, but... This is a pellet grill that's American-made, which is really nice because a bulk of them are not. And I just like all the design features on the thing. The guy really thought it out. He's been making them for 19 years. But pellet grills are cool because it's just like grilling with wood or charcoal, but they're using pellets, and they make special little pellets for these pellet grills that are different types of woods with different flavors. And the smoke you put on a meat can vary the taste greatly. The cool thing about a pellet grill is it's a smoker, it's a grill, and it'll do both. I wouldn't say it would necessarily be the best at either one, but it does both better than anything, really.
And these pellet grills are set up a little bit different. They kind of have a hopper that these little wooden pellets, they're about the size of the end of your finger, aren't they?
Yeah, the cool thing is it's kind of, I call it smoking for dummies, because you just get a bag of these pellets, you pour them in the hopper, you hit the button, the thing lights itself, and it starts heating up and blowing smoke.
And isn't there some of them have like a little auger system?
They have to, yeah. They auger the pellets into the burn pot. It burns them. They honestly, some of them work quite well. Some of them are junk. One of the brands is made in China, and it's the biggest brand out there, but it's really not a dependable piece and kind of a flaky warranty. And, you know, I really don't care for the Chinese product.
Really, Bob? I don't think any of us knew that you had issues with things that aren't made in America.
Right now, I'm gonna break this out. Yeah, I don't like Chinese stuff.
Well, this Mac grill, I just pulled it up on their website. It's macgrills.com, macgrills.com. But these pellet grills are, they're easy to use, they're clean, and they have a real even temperature, is what I've been told. Now, again, I don't have one. That's my next grill that I'm going to buy. But have you cooked on one before?
Yes, I have. And I used to be kind of dead set against them because I'm such a proponent or advocate of the good one that, you know, I got a little bit brainwashed and, you know, was talking myself into thinking pellet grills stink. There's a couple of them out there that actually work quite well. This is one of them. I've watched enough videos on it. I see the way it's working. It doesn't have the pitfalls that the bigger brands have. And the pitfalls of the bigger brands are cheap electronics because these things have brains in them.
Right.
And it's the modules in some of these that give you the trouble. And if the thing doesn't work, it's all automatic. If it's giving you trouble and won't work, I mean, it's not something you can fix yourself.
What a way to ruin
a party. You're buying a board, and it's $200, and it's just frustrating. So this one's got like a stainless burn pot, 304 commercial stainless hood. It's got a stainless rack. I mean, I love stainless racks because you got to scrub them down and stuff. Don't even go there.
I think I like them because they're shiny.
Anyway, looks like a decent unit, but pellet grills are cool. You can dial in the temperature, set it and forget it. It's good for low and slow. This one actually has a searing plate, so I think they claim it'll do a halfway decent job on a steak. I'm going to have one in a few weeks. I'm going to review it and tell you what I think of it, kind of like you did with that black top or flat top 360.
Yeah, black top 360. Yeah, I'm going to bust that out down at Deer Camp today, too, because I'm going to grill up some little jalapeno poppers, and that has a little infrared burner. It's not tech, but it has a little infrared burner on there, so I'm going to grill up some jalapenos for the guys, just little snacks. And
you're going to be really showing off.
Well, man, you know, if you got it, flaunt it, because I don't get a chance to flaunt much.
So tell me, what kind of hunting knife are you bringing?
A sharp one.
Yeah?
But it's never seen blood this
really?
Year. This year.
So it's a new knife. Does it have a gut hook?
What? No, I'm not up to that. I just like to...
That makes it easy. You don't have to be up to it. That just makes you look good. It's like unzipping something.
Yeah.
Just hook it in there. Zip.
Okay.
And step
back. Well, this is the grilling guys, and now we're talking gut
zipping. It's the gutting guys on 107.3.
Well, we still haven't been able to get a hold of our friend Tim Surprise, but you and I have been down there.
You know, he's the one that's making the pumpkin ale right now.
Is he really?
Yeah. We're going to be down there. What's the date on that?
I believe it's the 29th of October. We're going to do the Arcadia Halloween party.
It's the 29th of October. Okay. Going to be a big blast. We want to get as many people in the listening area to head down to Battle Creek as many as possible, easy for you to say, because I want to pack that place. Arcadia Ales is right downtown Battle Creek, and that might not sound exciting until you get downtown Battle Creek and see what a pretty little town that is.
I tell you what, they've just renovated it. When I was down there earlier this spring.
It reminds me of Ann Arbor.
Right, the street was all tore up, and now it's all put back together. The last time I was down there, it's beautiful. And if you've not been to Arcadia Ales and their brew pub, it's cool. It's quite a large place. I bet it seats a couple hundred people.
We want to get a couple hundred down there.
But he's got some cool touches. All of his tables are old doors that they took out of. This is a warehouse they turned into a brewery. And all the doors that they took out of the warehouse, they made them into the tables, and they just got a glass top on them. Tremendous amount of character. It's really cool how they've taken the materials inside and kind of repurposed them and put them back in and made tables and stuff.
Those boys can make some beer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they sure can. I tell you what, I had never had Whitson beer until I had Arcadia's Whitson.
You had to bring up the Whitson.
Okay, have you ever had Arcadia Whitson? Oh, that's right.
Only the stuff I bought.
Yeah.
But their nut brown ale's good. They've got a tremendous stout, but the pumpkin, I'm going for the pumpkin.
You know, I've never had pumpkin beer. So that's another one that I'll have to try
Sam
for the
Adams
first time.
Sam Adams makes a nice pumpkin.
Is that kind of their alternative to an Oktoberfest, right? A lot of breweries make Oktoberfest, so they're doing pumpkin.
I think they do both.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's October 29th, the Grilling Guys live at Arcadia Ales, downtown Battle Creek. We're going to stay there all day. We're going to have a grillorama. We're bringing our big grills down there. Arcadia has several big, beautiful smokers, and it's going to be a meat fest. So.
Yeah, they got a full menu in addition to, don't go down there and just think you're going to drink beer, because they got a full menu. They do all kinds of smoked food out back. I know he's got like a 24-foot grilling trailer that he hauls around and he does for catering. So they got it all going on down there at Arcadia Ales, and our friend Tim Surprise is going to be opening up his hospitality and having us down.
You know, if you're listening right now, it's the Grilling Guys on 107.3. Hit us on Facebook. Next weekend, we're going to be at Ferris for the homecoming. Jop and I get to go back to our old school and play Bulldog. So we're going to be there broadcasting live. If you want to go to that homecoming game, we've got tickets for the next three tailgate recipes posted on Facebook. If you want to go up to Ferris with us, it's going to be a blowout, and we'll get you into the alumni tent. It's going to be tons of food and maybe a couple beverages.
We are the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.